Hello and welcome to another edition of Geeks in Malaysia. I'm Amina Chen.
I'm Nick Dorian.
And I'm Spider-Man.
Yes. We've got a special guest in the studio with us today. Mm-hmm. His name's Peter Parker, I think.
Don't give it away. My secret identity, bro.
Sure.
Yeah, so obviously today we are talking about...
Spider-Man, No
Nice
Way
spin.
Home. Yes.
Yes, No Way Home.
Now that it's been... Has it been a month yet since it came out?
About a month.
About a month. So
yeah.
More than 3 weeks.
We took going sweet time doing this, you know,
because,
in
you know, we're kind.
Fuck me, this is warm.
We're kind enough to, you know, not spoil it for you, unlike some other media publications such as Marvel.
Wow, you are double spidered. You are double spidered.
I have been, like, after Spider-Man, I went and rewatched all the other ones. And now, like, as I was doing shot lists for this TV show coming up, I was like, yeah, this is a bit Raimi. Because, you know, Sam Raimi, I haven't seen a Sam Raimi movie in so long.
Oh,
he has
my
very specific
God.
Style.
Very specific, like, the way
what
he uses
the...
zooms.
Yes.
And, yeah.
What was the last Sam Raimi's Sam Raimi's movie you watched, other than Spider-Man?
I think it was Spider-Man.
Wow.
No.
And then the next
Drag Me to
be...
Hell?
Oh, yes, Drag Me to Hell. Drag Me to Hell.
Or whichever the one that was.
Yeah, Drag Me to Hell was fun. I like Drag Me to Hell.
Actually, yeah, what is the most recent one that I've seen? Okay, there's...
I mean,
Oz? He directed Oz the Great and Powerful? Really?
Yes, I didn't see that
Ooh.
One.
Oh,
I didn't
Wait, see that that's the one with James Franco, right?
Yes, with the Franks.
That was an interesting take on that. Ooh. That was an interesting take.
That's the main thing that I've heard people say about it. It's interesting.
You know, and I'm a big fan of Wicked, so I'm like... Mm.
Nick, the mic is completely covering your face, buddy. Mm. Especially when you go through the phone.
Yeah, actually, in terms of film, the last film he directed out of, you know, Multiverse of Madness was Oz the Great and Powerful back in 2013.
Multiverse of Madness?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the director for Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Weird, right? The trailer didn't look very Raimi.
I don't know how to feel about that, man.
I'm really hoping
I
that
don't
the
know
movie
how to
is a bit more Raimi.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Although have you ever seen A Simple Plan?
No, I know Simple Plan, but
I was gonna
say. Not the band Simple Plan.
No.
I'm sorry, can't be perfect.
That's song number one.
There you go. Mark it in. But yeah, Simple Plan. It was a movie that everyone was like, oh my God, he can direct normal.
What the fuck?
It's one of those.
Was this
like,
after Evil Dead or?
It was, I can't remember when it was, but it was like a small town and. I think they discover some money that someone robbed or something, and of course, all the shit that happens after that.
Mm. That sounds like Fargo, but all right.
It's a bit Fargo-y. It's in a cold, small town.
But without the Minnesota accent. Oh my God, I love it. I love the Minnesota accent.
Fuck, who's in the cast? Billy Bob.
Billy Bob.
Dude that passed away. Aliens. Game over, man!
Oh, Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Where did this happen?
Like last year or the year before Bill Paxton passed away?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he passed away before COVID.
Oh, wow.
Thinking of passed away?
Simple Plan.
I know. We
I think I don't even need to say it.
We were just talking about her.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that jinxed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 17 days. Someone made a really good point, though. It was like, I know she was 17 days away from being 100, but she's done more than 17 days of leap years. So I'm going to give it to her.
But she had
Yes, she has.
She was ready to celebrate her 100th. She had plans. They had a documentary that's still going to come out.
Of course. She needs to be remembered. She needs to be
People
remembered.
People magazine still put up their magazine saying, she turns 100. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, Simple Plan, Bill Paxton, Billy Bob Thornton, Brent Bisco. Not sure who that is.
I mean, according to like Asian, certain ways of Asian counting her your age, she's already 100. She's 101.
Yeah.
She's 101, so I'm like, give it to her, man.
Although now there are memes all over TikTok about this. There's a small sketch that people are doing of God going, you took the wrong old woman.
Oh, snap.
Back to the Future.
She's like, oh, wait, why did you take her when she was only 17 days away from being 100? She's 95. You took the wrong old white woman. Oh, God.
I want to see that. I want to see that Miracle Worker episode.
Oh. I do like Boss Logic's artwork for that. Have you seen it?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's very nice.
Okay.
It's basically, it's all the Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah.
And then hugging each other. Of course, the other three have passed away and they're putting a halo on her.
Yeah. But now that her last words have been revealed, it's even more heartbreaking.
It was her husband's name.
Yeah.
Her last words.
That was her last words. And I'm like, oh.
True love. Always. So,
yes.
Always. Anyway.
To Betty.
Big bucket of Betty.
The ultimate white.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But yes, anyway. Before we get into this, I think it goes without saying.
What?
Spoilers!
Oh my God.
Yes!
Spoilers!
Like
massive fucking spoilers!
It's been 3 weeks.
I just realized, in case you didn't realize, like, look, I've got a fucking Spider-Man deck over there.
Yep.
I got Spider-Man number one hiding behind there.
Yep.
I wonder why it was only 20 ringgit.
Because they didn't know what it was.
A reprint?
Nah, yeah, it might not have been one of the collector's ones. But I do have Spider-Man number one, Todd McFarlane. Well, yes. Spidey! Love Spidey. And yes, finally we can talk about spoilers because...
Oh,
it was hard.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have wanted to be the dick that spoiled it even after 2 weeks because I saw it like 13 days after it was released. Like already when you were like, Marvel's going to fucking spoil it, I was like, okay, I'm watching it tonight.
Yeah.
Just don't fuck it up before I watch it tonight because already so many fucking web store... web publications or whatever have spoiled a bunch of shit for me even when I wasn't expecting it to.
Yes.
So fuck all y'all.
Case in point, Hawkeye.
Yes.
You fuckers. It's a day. It's a day. Can you not?
Not all of us have Disney Plus, you fucks.
Mm-hmm.
No, other people don't have the time.
Yeah, that's it. It's not that we don't have Disney Plus. We don't have the time to watch it immediately. So stop this bullshit.
But we need to be on cutting edge, man. We need to lead the curve.
Balls.
So yes, Spider-Man, No Way Home, I think exceeded everyone's expectations.
Talk about No Way Home.
It's literally, it's right in the title.
Yeah, it really is
right in the title. It is heartbreaking.
Actually, yeah, a lot of people are like, I don't know if they realize how fucking heartbreaking that ending is.
I mean, but that's the thing. Right? Like, yes, it is heartbreaking, but I think it's heartbreaking more because Tom Holland's Spider-Man, like, rewatching the other movies as well. Yeah. Like, because one thing about Peter Parker in comics has always been, like, motherfucker can never catch a break.
Yeah.
Because he's Spider-Man.
Really?
Was it?
Really?
Yeah, like, you know, like, just can't catch a break. Like, from the very first time, puts on the suit, I'm going to make some money, my uncle dies.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he never catches a break. And the other movies... Even the Raimi ones, like the Andrew Garfield ones, unfortunately, they really did not let him catch a break at all.
Literally like, every other minute.
That one was the most emo storyline ever. It's like, dude, you are so fucked in life.
I mean, Andrew Garfield looks like an emo kid.
He was great. Like, to me, he is still like one of the best Spider-Mans to put it on. Just with a terrible script. But you look at it from
terrible character villain design.
Oof.
Right?
Electro, Jesus.
But like, so glad from the first movie, Jamie Foxx like... First, his uncle dies, and it's done so emo-ly as well.
Mm.
Emo-ly? Emo-ly?
Yeah.
And then after that, his girlfriend's dad dies, helping him defeat Lizard.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then he says, like, don't date my daughter, don't bring her into this life, keep her safe.
Yes.
You know?
Oh my God, what's his name?
Dennis Leary.
Yes.
And then second movie, like, you know what, I'm still going to try and make it work, date your daughter, no. I'm going to see ghosts of you everywhere,
yes.
So I'm going to break up with her, and then I'm going to meet my best friend who's going to turn out to be a dick, and then my girlfriend's going to die.
Because her name is Gwen Stacy, yes. I'm like, no. Like,
and let's not forget the deleted scene they also wanted to put in that made it even worse, the one where his father turned up at the cemetery.
Yeah.
Like, the whole film of the first
The Andrew
Spider-Man.
Garfield ones was just like...
They wanted to actually put the father in to just, you know, give him more shit to deal with.
You know? But even Sam Raimi's one, like, it follows so closely to the 60s Spider-Man, it's nuts when I'm rewatching it. But yeah, Uncle Ben dies. Fucking Mary Jane comes from a very difficult home, you know? Fucking the daddy issues with Osborn. Fucking the second movie. Like, the second movie has a great Aunt May scene. Like, it's such a powerful scene where she's obviously in a shitload of debt and they're going to close the house and it's Peter's birthday. And, you know, she's like trying to keep it cool and gives him some money, like $20. And he's like, no, Aunt May, I can't take this. You take it!
Yep.
You take this money!
Yep.
It's not much. You know, like that very, you know, grandmotherly, like, I know I'm fucked, but no.
You it's know? Your birthday like, and we need to celebrate. Yeah.
Like, whereas Tom Holland's one, I guess because his character was started a little bit younger.
Yes.
Yes.
So he had obviously challenges. System. Right? But he had Iron Man to help him out.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Like, Tom Holland's Spider-Man actually had the most support system than the other Spider-Man.
Yes. He had right?
He literally had like, the Avengers. Had
two movies to have fun.
Yeah.
Before he had to go through the hell that the other Peter Parkers have obviously gone through.
Yeah. Like, people are now saying that this is actually the true... This is Tom Holland's actual origin story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, his Uncle Ben moment... Is now, spoilers, an Aunt May moment.
Oh, that broke me. It broke me the first time. The second time I knew it was coming, it broke me even more.
I was like sitting there going like, don't Marissa say it. Don't say it. Oh, she's... Oh,
and
no.
Here's the thing. Like, all the conspiracy theorists were all saying that...
Mephisto!
No. Well, there was that. but also that they thought Happy was going to die. Because they were
based on that fucking image of him with all that stuff, and you find out it's just for sleep apnea. Everyone thought it was like that scene in Dark Knight Rises, like, you gotta get him, the bat has to come back. And no, I was like,
he just needs to sleep. I love John Favreau before, but I love him even more in this.
Love it.
Especially the opening. Is there something I did wrong? Can we talk about it? When are we gonna talk about it? Can we set a time? Oh, Happy. So people all thought that Happy was going to die. Even I thought that Happy was going to die. Yeah. So when Aunt May died, I think that was the only real surprise for me.
That was a kicker in the nuts.
Because we kind of suspected Daredevil would turn up. Mm. Sure enough, he did. We all fucking suspected the other two Spider-Men would turn up, which they did. But
me,
the whole
Aunt May... and Matt Murdock showed up. I was like, me and like, I'm next to Uma. We're like, ah!
Yeah. So when Aunt May died, that one was a fucking kicker because I did not see that coming. I was like... No.
But then rewatching the previous Tom Holland's one, it totally makes sense. Because rewatching Civil War, you get this sense like when, you know, Tony Stark asks, like, why do you do this?
Yeah.
And he basically gives his version of great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah. Mm.
But it's more of like, you know, when bad things happen to people and you can stop it, but you don't, it's your fault.
Mm.
Right? It plays almost like, okay, I guess they're going to bring up Uncle Ben at some point. But they never did.
They never
Uncle
did.
Ben is never mentioned.
We've never...
Yeah. So in this universe, I don't think there's an Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
Aunt May is his Uncle Ben moment.
The internet would say otherwise. The internet has been on a spree of like all these actors that Marissa Tomei has acted with. And it's like, let it be known, Uncle Ben. Like there's one that... I think she was on Seinfeld at one point. And
Marissa Tomei and Sally Field have acted as love interests with fucking Alfred Molina.
Aunt Ben, oh.
You know, so that's why some people are doing memes like...
Dot Ox or some explaining to do.
Hello, Peter. I know your aunt.
Oh, but, okay. Speaking of which, like, the tiny little details this movie had that called back from the previous moments. Like, I didn't truly realize until I went on TikTok. I went, oh, because I haven't seen the Spider-Man films in so long. Mm. So seeing these tiny moments, I'm like... Holy shit, like, the one that really kicked me was when Doc Ock asked, like, my dear boy, how are you?
Yeah.
Trying to do better, and I'm like,
yep, oh! Yep, Spider-Man 2.
Oh!
Or, of course, the meme moment. I'm something of a scientist
myself.
Oh, holy shit, dude,
love Willem Dafoe. My,
like, to me, like, after watching that, where he's just wearing a hood and kind of looking hobgoblin-y.
Yeah!
And then rewatching the first Spider-Man where he just has this fucking mask. And half the time, because now it's HD, I'm like, the stuntman's not even moving his lips on the dialogue. Because he can see through the grill. And you're like,
oh my God!
You know, I was just like, yeah, this fucking mask did not work. Did I'm so glad he broke it.
Did you see the OG design that they released of what the goblin was supposed to look like?
Oh, yeah.
It looked so comic accurate. They had an animatronic prosthetic face.
Oh my God.
Animatronic prosthetic face.
Oh, like, ooh. Apparently, they were worried that would scare too many children. I'm like, yeah, no shit. Back then, that
who
would
cares?
Terrified.
You made Batman Returns. Penguin was fucking horrific.
Oh God, no. Jesus.
Penguin was just slight. It wasn't horrific. It was disgusting.
Gross.
Yes,
it was really
exactly.
Gross.
Just slimy.
Like it
and
terrifying.
Obviously,
me.
A I sexual mean, predator.
I mean, aesthetically, that is my favorite movie. But
and a guy that's a bit too into bestiality. Tim Burton. Good old Tim Burton. It's Batman.
You gotta love him.
And they had to make a Happy Meal out of that guy. That's why, like, was it McDonald's or Burger King was like, no, we're not working with your studio anymore. So that's why when it's the Schumacher era, it's like, no, make sure the toys work. We need to sell toys. But yeah, fucking, but anyway, oh, yeah, so, Dafoe.
Okay, yeah, I fucking love Dafoe. Dafoe can go from innocent to fucking psychotic, I mean, like that.
I mean, 0 to 100 like,
yeah,
like that.
Man.
It's just nice to see his face playing the goblin, like, yeah, the manicness.
Like, he didn't need a mask.
No.
Nope.
His face is the goblin.
He's never needed a mask. I mean, didn't he do Nosferatu? He did do Nosferatu,
the remake?
Right?
No, that was...
Malkovich.
Not Malkovich.
No, the movie that was based upon the making of Nosferatu.
Oh, no, I didn't see that one.
Oh.
I know Werner Herzog did one, but that was with... Not with him.
I also have a vague memory that Dafoe was a vampire. Well, yeah. Now it's...
He must have played a vampire at some point. I'm sure he has. Who wouldn't cast him as a vampire?
Exactly. But what I love is a tiny detail as well that people started picking up much recently, not because of Spider-Man, but they noticed this small detail of when Norman Osborn was Norman Osborn, mm-hmm. he had perfect teeth.
Oh, yeah, the filmmaker said so.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then he kept it in this. I'm like, good job.
The dentures, like perfect teeth and then fucked up. And his, not as fucked goblin, up, but his original his teeth. Yeah, which to Americans are fucked up, but to British people are like, that's a nice set of teeth.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm not gonna Google it. It's fine.
And just look up fucking Dr. House before he was Dr. House.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I mean, Hugh Laurie's, I mean, like, I don't care.
His teeth was going in every which direction.
Actually, not even that. Bowie's teeth when he was in his early days.
I mean, everybody.
Yeah, my teeth. British people just
You know why? They rely on talent.
Okay.
And they don't smile as much.
Yeah. Yes.
That's true. I mean, so American shows are so smiley.
Because I got all this dental work done. I need to show it. So,
Spider-Man.
We're on a tangent.
Who are the other bad guys? Jamie Foxx. Jamie motherfucking Foxx.
Oh, my God.
Finally gets to be...
a proper Electro.
Although, I was a bit annoyed. Like, fuck. Like, it's nice that you used everyone's themes, but at the same time, like, I fucking hate this Hans Zimmer theme for fucking Electro.
No, but I mean,
Is Spider-Man. He wants to kill you.
I mean, but, like, I thought Jamie Foxx liked his style for... Spider-Man
2?
Right?
Yeah. No.
He didn't?
No. Okay, here's the thing.
They made him blue.
I know.
At the beginning, I think he had to say that he liked it, but in recent years, he's out to really like, that was a stupid ass design.
Good. Because
especially with this one, once he's got like Tony Stark's arc reactor, like every time he zaps and then the shape of the original costume, because to be fair, like, to wear the original costume be fucking stupid.
But they made it work. Like, it looks so comic accurate, but it fucking works. I'm like...
So it's only when he zaps and it's like this burst. Yeah. Like,
ooh.
You production designers, eh? You CG fuckers, eh?
I love how they put that line in the script. Didn't you have a comb over a bad teeth? It's the energy, man. The energy's different here. I look different because of the energy.
I love it.
And Alfred Molina just picking up where he left off.
Oh my God.
I feel like Alfred Molina had the most fun in this.
I think, like,
I do like that in this universe, what do you call it? You know, they'll ask me, like, Otto Octavius, that's a stupid fucking name.
Yeah, I know, right? But I love that 0 to 100 moment that he has too. It's like, Norman's dead. You're just chasing ghosts. Stop asking questions, boy! I'm like, what the fuck? He was just asking a question about what you said, and it went just 100 from there. Like,
I really wasn't sure if Risa Farns was doing the voice or whether he'd be back until the end.
Both Risa Farns and the guy that played Sandman, they did voices, but
it does look like they did reuse, like...
They did. They came out to say they reused shots from that because they weren't on set.
Yeah, because the shot of when he... what's his name? Thomas something something.
Thomas Hayden Church.
Yes.
Yeah.
When he finally transforms back.
Yeah.
It was just a reversal.
This angle does look familiar.
It was. It's just a reverse of him going into Sandman.
And then you rewatch.
Yeah. And like, Spider-Man 3 was the one I rewatched the least. That one is excruciating.
Oh, what? With the slinky.
With Bully Maguire?
Oh, no. I cannot unsee. Like, I cannot. I cannot unsee. No. I don't want.
I couldn't, like, I folded. Every time I reach, oh, this bit's boring. I hate this bit, so I forward. This bit's boring. I hit forward. Don't like this. Forward, like, I forwarded like an hour and a half of this movie in total. Because obviously from, you know, black suit, Peter Parker dancing, all the way till the jazz club, I fucking forwarded. Which is like, that was 40 minutes? Holy shit. And then, of course, fucking that 70s show.
Venom.
That was not...
That was Venom. a skinny-ass Venom.
That was not Topher's finest moment. No, that was not. No. Thank God he's redeemed himself.
Yeah. So you said, fuck you to the 70s show for this.
Yes.
Yeah. He did, right?
Yes.
He did.
Because he wanted to be a movie star.
Yeah. This and... what was it? John Tucker Must Die or some shit?
Jesus.
Was it that one?
But he wasn't he wasn't even the main character in John Tucker.
Yeah, exactly.
What? And
I don't know.
So far.
No, that's why he went on to start editing editing Lord of the Rings
movies randomly. Yeah, he was like,
oh, don't forget he was David Duke in Black Klansman. Yeah.
Oh no, he was good in that.
Win a Date with Tad Hamilton.
That's it.
Ah, okay.
Oh my god.
To be fair, he was like a decent, like his take on of like the rival photographer.
Yeah.
Was good. It's just like the entire motivation for wanting to kill Peter Parker was just random as shit.
I mean,
I lost my job. I want to kill that person.
I mean,
yo, buddy.
I mean, the third movie.
Yeah, it was.
Look, everybody looked so sleazy. Everybody was so greasy.
Yeah.
I don't know why everything looked so greasy, including Kirsten Dunst. And I'm like, why? What? Did you guys get a?
They all had no showers.
Did you guys have a Vaseline ad to do or something? What is this?
I'm kind of glad that the MJ and Gwen didn't pop up, though. That would have just...
Yeah.
Too many things. If, like...
In No
if
Way
they
Home.
Are MJs and Gwens?
Yeah.
I mean,
that would just been too much stuff
Gwen
going on.
No, the way that they handled...
Yeah, because they were older, though, so yeah.
The one that handled... the way they handled Garfield's Gwen Stacy moment.
By saving Zendaya.
Oh, my
that,
God.
That was the moment we all fucking needed. Like,
bro, I mean, how many... I mean, people called it. People went one of the others is going to save her.
But when you
right
see
at
it...
at that moment when he saves her, they should have just played, Vindicated!
Number two.
Yes. I'm filling them up this year.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a nice moment. I liked that. Are you okay? Mm. And then she's like, looked at him and like, are you okay?
About Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man, like, he's always on the verge of tears.
Yes.
You rewatch the first two, it's like, man, you cannot catch a break.
So tortured. Like, he plays a tortured emo soul, like, very, very well.
To be fair, I watched my Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2. Yeah, yeah, the shit's a bit script. The script's a bit shit. But Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man is
perfect.
It's a perfect actual Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And the CG actually for his suit.
And the thing is
ridiculously good.
And he had a very specific way of web swinging. Like the whole thing of shooting two webs and doing this sort of slingshot thing. I'm like, he made it his own that when you see it, it's like, that's Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man. I'm like, he really owned it. And there's this scene going around where he's literally expressing with his entire body. And you're like, yeah, you have a mask. How the fuck are you going to emote?
Yeah.
Your body emotes. And I'm like, Tony Award-winning actor, that's why.
British trained actor.
It was also like
Central trained actor.
Him compared to Tobey Maguire's one. Because Tobey Maguire's one wasn't as much of a smartass.
No. He was a goody two-shoes.
Yeah.
But like, you see the Andrew Garfield one when he's like, he's just caught that robber and he's just like, keeps webbing him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like,
and you're like, yeah, this is a teenage kid who's enjoying his powers right
yes.
now. Like,
oh!
I love it, I love it.
I do love as well though when what's his name, Tobey Maguire, shoots out the web from his body.
I know.
Like, ew!
I love that reaction. I was like, wait, how did you ew?
My favorite,
like, does it come out of
other
anywhere else?
And then it calls back to the joke in Amazing Spider-Man 2 where he's like, what the fuck, I have no more web.
I love it. I mean, it's all these, and it's all these I like that little levity that comes with them, like exchanging like how they do things and like, you know, stuff like that. Like, because God knows we need a bit of levity sometimes. And all these conversations that only other Spider-Mans can have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? That one moment where like when Zendaya brings...
Who else are they going to talk about it to?
Yeah.
Yeah, when Zendaya brings the other two and then like, you know, Tom Holland just wants to be alone and like, you know, no one will understand. I'm like, I'm sitting there going like, Bro, the only people who can understand are here, bro.
One lost his uncle, one lost his love of his life.
And as two Spider-Men, they also know that all Spider-Men like to perch somewhere and be people for a bit.
I know, I like that. Is there some place he likes to go Chrysler to be building. Alone?
Oh, yeah.
That's Empire
nice.
State.
Oh, nice view.
Yeah. I love it! Or at the end, like when they want to get like all the villains, and then they're all the Empire's. No, they're all Statue of Liberty, yeah. And you're like, "Oh, are you okay, Stretchy?"
Yes, like, that was the most relatable Spider-Man moment for me. My back. I'm like, yes,
I
feel it.
And it's like, I know, I know. Then they're like, I can
crack that for you.
Exactly. Really?
I love it. I love it. And people are now going. I think Andrew Garfield is the only one that's not acting. Like, he genuinely looks like he found his family.
Although he does look like he's still got Tick, Tick, Boom hair.
Yeah. He's got Tick, Tick, Boom hair.
I mean, the boy's got big hair. But that one's like...
That's really...
He's really big.
That's really coiffed.
Tick, Tick, Boom is a fucking fantastic film.
Really coiffed.
It's a brilliant film.
How does he fit all that hair in the mask? How's it not over his face when he pulls it on?
There's this guy on TikTok that's also... He has this big afro. And he takes the Spider-Man mask, pulls it over, it looks like a fucking alien. Because it's slim here and fucking massive here.
So basically Andrew's hair is all just volume. It's not hair mass, it's just volume.
And then when he takes off the mask, it looks perfect. It springs back out.
I love it.
Oh, but that moment when Zendaya's just throwing bread at him. Like, what fucking more do you want? I'm sticking to the fucking ceiling. Crawl. Really?
And then, of course, Ned's like mom or grandma.
Grandma. Yeah. I love
Gus
it.
Webs.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, thank and then you.
Typical Asian grandmother is like, y'all better clean all this web up. Please, I've cleaned the whole day. Can you just please...
Let's go back to before the other
because we jumped all like because
that's the biggest moment.
First off, I do like that J. Jonah Jameson is not like an Alex Jones motherfucker. Because it makes sense. Like, why would there be a new
conspiracy theory?
And he's selling supplements.
Yeah. I love it.
Although it would have been nice to have Sam Raimi's brother still there as his assistant.
You know Daily Bugles on TikTok? Like, legit, they're putting all those clips of J. Jonah Jameson. It's like, it's all these Daily Bugle clips and that's it.
But the thing I don't get, that shit happens, right? Yeah. You're out to the Spider-Man. You still go to school?
Still need to learn. Need to get that MIT.
I mean, he still needs to get his SATs to go to MIT.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you know, because of all that shit. Oh, sorry, we can't pick you. Oh, I do love that Hannibal Buress is the one who's like,
dude, the
nah,
fuck?
Man,
no,
nah. You killed Mysterio, man. No, don't trust you. Like,
that was amazing.
Look what the students made for you.
No,
you made
that. I don't want them to do this.
You can walk or swing through the halls.
I'm like, wow.
And of course, Charlie Cox is Matt Murdock with slightly shorter hair. What was he shooting before?
Don't know.
Was he on Peaky Blinders?
Oh, no. I think Kin.
Kim?
Kin.
Kin?
What is Kin?
Yeah.
It's a vampire thing?
Like I said.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's this family drama, but I think he did that while he was shooting No Way Home, so yeah.
Right. I mean, it's fine. He's a normal bloke. He doesn't
I do
have
love the little like, boom. Catches the brick.
And people go,
how'd
like,
you manage to do that? I'm a really good lawyer.
And I do like how Aunt May is the one that found it, that got him. Because it makes sense. Like, of course, you know, he's that type of lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
What, pro bono?
Pro bono. Yes. And she runs a soup kitchen. Of course they know each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And Happy's just like, do I need a lawyer? Do I need to? Happy is this worried uncle, I feel.
I mean, he did say, like, you're the one that's going to be fucked because it's all Stark stuff.
Yep.
You work for Stark. You need a really good lawyer.
And he has that Stark technology, like, in his house.
Why did he still keep a fabricator in the house? And why did he put it against the wall so it would break the wall?
That was my thought.
I mean, what? He probably doesn't even know there was a fabricator.
But it's his house.
Nope.
Come on, he knows Stark stuff.
Yeah.
He knows Stark
really?
Stuff.
Really? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Rewatch Homecoming. He's inventorying. No. Inventorying.
He's taking inventory.
Yeah.
Yes. That is the word.
And what is this obsession with the Star Wars Lego?
No, because it was from the first one. Remember Ned wanted to come and build the Death Star?
Oh.
And that's when he first found out he was Spider-Man.
Fuck, I forgot about that.
And then he broke it. Then they built it again. Shit. And I think they broke it again, so to keep building the Death Star.
And I mean, you know, Jon Favreau is basically taking over Star Wars.
That's why he takes the little Palpatine. It's a little nod to Homecoming.
Yeah, and now Peter Parker faces his greatest villain, Rent.
Yep. I was annoyed it wasn't that Russian guy.
What do you mean?
Rent is due.
Rent is Rent. With the skinny daughter's like, hi, Peter. Rent.
Yeah, so, wait, where were we? Okay.
Yeah, so the member
another thing, rewatching the first Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. Number one, I'm like, yeah, it makes sense that Peter Parker now lives in an apartment because I don't think these houses exist anymore in Brooklyn.
No.
Especially Andrew Garfield's one was a really nice house. I was like, can he afford a brownstone? You know?
It wasn't a brownstone. Technically,
it wasn't a brownstone. It was a housing area.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Where is Tom Holland's Peter Parker getting the money for this? Because Avengers is not paying him.
Which one?
Avengers have never paid
him. No, but he lives in a flat. He doesn't live in a house.
Yeah, but he's got to start paying rent.
Yes, he's going to have to get a job. It's a good thing he knows photography.
Being a photographer for the Daily Bugle.
Unfortunately, it's not the best skill to have in 2021 in his universe.
So wait, the next Spider-Man is going to be Spider-Man keeping his home?
Probably.
No, but then why are there rumors of like this being Tom Holland's last Spider-Man movie?
Because
he wanted to
quit. He wants to start a family. He's done.
You know.
He essentially wants
his childhood dream has been done. Now he wants to be dude from Uncharted.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But he wants to
And you know, he's manifested his dream girlfriend.
Yes.
Like he says that he wants to take time to like focus on family, to which I'm like.
And then Sony went, "We're having three more." And he's like, "Fuck."
But he's trying to push. It's like, you know, you remember Spider-Gwen? You know, a female Spider-Woman would work well.
I say, like, let his next movie, just let him lead the way to Miles Morales.
Mm. Yeah, Miles. They've already had that hint in No Way Home.
There was a Miles Morales. Oh, yeah, yeah.
When Electro was like...
Yeah, Electro was like, I always thought you were black.
It would be cool to be a black Spider-Man.
Helping a fellow man.
No, I mean, and like, this whole, like, nice Octo Octavius part.
Yeah.
I mean, because there is one of the Spider-Mans where Octo
because
in Spider-Man 2,
he was nice, but because of that accident, the chip.
But I mean, right now in comic books, right, there is one, there's a
he
comic...
was, okay, at one point, Peter died.
Yes, there we go.
And Otto Octavius took over his body, and he wasn't exactly nice. Mm. That's the thing, like, his whole, because he was called the Superior Spider-Man, because his thing was like, okay,
I'm smart.
Now that
you.
I'm Peter Parker, I'm going to be a better Peter Parker and a better Spider-Man than Peter Parker ever was. I will be the Superior Spider-Man and the best. And I was like, ego, and this motherfucker is just... Yep. So yeah, and his love interest was a woman of shorter stature.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Dinklage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Which was sweet.
Dwarfism.
What's the correct term? I'm trying not to use the M word.
I know.
Physically challenged?
Isn't it just little people?
I think that is offensive.
Yeah, I think that's offensive.
What the fuck was it?
I don't know. We all know. We all know.
You know, Warwick.
I'm going to Google one of them to see what they call him.
Sorry, I'm from the 80s and 90s. It's like, it took a while for them to change that word, and now I don't know what it is.
We're not the most PC. We try to be, so we'd rather just not say.
But there is great, because like once Peter Parker was back in his body, Otto, I can't remember where Otto went, but then Peter Parker, that's when they introduced the character Silk. And for some reason, Peter Parker and Silk, whenever they're next to each other, they just want to hump.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, it is dwarfism. Like Wikipedia specifically says, Davis was born with a rare form of dwarfism. So,
So like they can't help but want to have sex when they're close to each other. And Otto's girlfriend's there with a spray bottle. Like,
oh my god, seriously?
Like, no! No! Bad spider people!
No, and then there's the whole Spider-Verse thing.
Right?
And it just launches into Spider-Verse.
Sorry, into Spider-Verse, the one moment I always remember is bagel.
Bagel?
When they throw a bagel and there's literally a word saying bagel.
Ooh, I can't wait for Spidey 2099. I like Spidey 2099.
Into Spider-Verse part one. I didn't even know we were getting two parts, but apparently part one.
That was the only 2099 character that worked, because at that time Marvel tried to introduce all these 2099s.
Yeah.
So there was him, there was Punisher 2099, there was Dr. Doom 2099,
Okay.
And then this other character whose name I can't remember, Ravager or something. He just takes junkyard stuff and I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, we talked about this 2099 in an earlier episode sometime a couple of years ago. Didn't work,
except for Spider-Man. For some reason, that one really hit.
I mean, look at the suit.
I mean, the suit was dope.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was Latino.
And now it's Oscar Isaac. So
yes. Who's also Moon Knight.
Yes.
Jinx. Buy me a Coke.
Sure. Okay.
Anyway, yes.
What else happened? So yeah, like he tries to get his friends into college and ends up fighting Otto Octavius, and then right after that fighting Green Goblin.
Yeah. It's like I like the doctor's
whammy.
Who are you? The doctor's like, who
you're
are
not
you?
Peter Parker.
You're not my Peter.
I'm so confused right now.
And then when he starts controlling the suit,
we're not even talking about Doctor Strange messing up.
You notice how the trailer scene is different from this one?
Yes.
Do you know why?
Why?
I found out.
Because Marvel just wants
because of COVID, right? Originally, Doctor Strange was supposed to come out first, and then Spider-Man, right?
Okay.
And
how do you do Multiverse of Madness before this?
Exactly. So the motivation for him doing that spell is different.
Right.
In a different order.
You
know?
Okay.
Compared to in this one, he hasn't
done multiverse
shit yet. So that's why even Wong's like, just be careful.
Yeah.
Whereas in the trailer one,
he's now Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Whereas in the original trailer, it's like, don't cast that spell because it's probably like, you saw what happened last time.
Okay.
But they still use that snippet at the end though.
Which one?
That soundbite. They still use that soundbite at the end of the movie. Yeah.
They didn't use that spell?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
for the trailer or?
No, for the movie? Huh?
Or they just added it into the trailer for Multiverse of Madness.
I need to watch back the trailer because I don't recall that line being there.
No, but I mean, because they don't use a scene, they just use a sound. It's just a soundbite for that.
Then maybe.
Because it's like...
Spoilers, post-credit sequences, the fucking trailer for Multiverse of Madness.
Which is out on YouTube, so it's not really a spoiler.
Which means
you don't have to stay past the credits.
Yes.
Watch
the post-credit, the first post-credit.
The first post-credit, which is just basically like, here is... he's gone. Okay, but he's left a little bit
of
him.
Symbiote
in Mexico.
Are we not using Tom Hardy?
I think Sony's villain universe. But then again, Spider-Man was in the Mobius. There was a poster of Spider-Man in the Mobius trailer and fucking vultures in the Mobius trailer.
Yes. No, because Morbius does live in this universe, and now there are rumors that...
So then Tom Hardy's Venom isn't in the Morbius universe?
No. Here's the thing. I think I've explained this before. Sony has come up with a Spider-Man Marvel universe, which essentially says that whatever characters are in the Spider-Man Marvel universe also exist within the MCU. So it's confirmed that Venom exists in the MCU, Morbius...
No, because Venom was whisked away.
To God knows where.
But at the end of the second Venom film... That's when Venom first sees Tom Holland.
Yeah,
because
he was
Peter
whisked
Parker.
To the Tom Holland. Yeah.
He
was whisked into the thing, the same reason that everyone else was whisked in, which everyone was confused because it's like people that got brought into Tom Holland's universe were people that know who Peter Parker is.
Yeah.
So how does Venom, they've never met him. And then other people said like because they hinted that Venom is like multi, I see everything. Mm. So part of Venom knows Peter Parker and that's why they ended up in that universe or whatever.
I don't know, but either way...
So
Venom,
there you go. Now I'm confused.
I want Tom Holland and Topher Grace to meet. Tom Hardy and Topher Grace to meet.
Topher
Grace?
You have a symbiote too. Yours looks crap.
No, like...
I do not like this one.
Can I eat him?
He's sucky. He's so skinny. Bring me the red one.
But, sorry, I gotta give a shout out to the bartender at the Mexican bar. I can't remember his name, but he's in Ted Lasso. He's the really motivational football player whose catchphrase is, football is life. Yeah. I love him. His character is so awesome.
Yeah, but anyway, so back to...
When did Sandman... Oh, yeah, Sandman popped up while he was chasing Electro.
Yes.
Yeah, and helped him.
Yeah.
It was like, who's this guy? I don't know. Help me.
But he was very like... Badoo.
But Tom Holland is trying to freaking wash his outfit from this green whatever it is.
And of course, at the end, he has to pass it to his aunt.
Because it proves he doesn't know how to do his laundry yet.
Yep. And then, what is up with Doctor Strange's basement?
What? Yeah.
Why would you have a place to capture villainous beings?
Yeah.
Next to your laundry?
It's just a basement.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Wait, have you seen this meme about who the Sinister Six is? So you've got Sandman.
Because there's only five of them.
Yeah. It's the Sandman, you've got Lizard, you've got Doc Ock, you've got Electro, you've got Green Goblin, and you've got the tree. Which is still in his basement.
I am wondering, like, was Paul Giamatti not available to be the Rhino?
No, no, no. You could see him in that. You went.
No, no, that was a silhouette, but it was a very classic Rhino.
Could be Paul Giamatti still.
I think he's like, I do not want to be Rhino.
I actually don't even know why he was in Amazing Spider-Man 2.
He was a fucking extra.
I know. It was like, that was the most unnecessary thing ever.
It was at the beginning and the end. And like,
I am stealing plutonium.
So unnecessary.
Like his accent was like an angry Borat. It was just weird.
So unnecessary.
Really?
It's very nice.
It's a shame he wasn't in the film.
I mean, kudos to Paul Giamatti. He still puts his all in regardless.
Yes, but like...
I want his character to meet John Malkovich from Rounders.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Every time, check, check, check.
People would be so confused.
Why does Americans do these over-the-top Russian accents?
Why does it remind me of like Donald Trump trying to do a Russian accent? Because it's like a Russian Donald Trump.
Oh, check out Rounders. It's just like... I mean,
wait, Rounders is the one with Matt Damon, right?
Yeah. Matt Damon poker movie. Edward Norton as the best friend who just keeps getting him in trouble. And John Malkovich as like Russian gangster poker player.
Speaking of Norton, people are now petitioning for a Hulk multiverse with Banner, Norton, and...
Actually, someone came up with a nice theory as to why Norton becomes... his face?
Mark Ruffalo.
Because remember he says like he tried to shoot himself and the Hulk spit it out. Right?
So he regenerated?
It's like, so he fucked up his face shooting himself, so the Hulk changed his face.
And his body?
And his height?
Yes, basically changed everything.
There's a lot of shit to fix.
Okay. Then what about Banner? Poor Ang Lee Banner. Oh, do a Hulk multiverse film. And then whenever Banner's on screen, do it exactly the way Ang Lee did it. Shots from here, panels.
No.
Yeah, I love Ang Lee, but obviously cannot do a superhero movie.
The inversion of the camera make it all negative and shit.
No. But was a tough rewatch.
but they kept Jennifer Connelly. No.
She became Liv Tyler.
The only person that
But Liv Tyler hasn't come back. Just her dad.
Yeah.
No. Not Steven Tyler, the General Ross.
General Ross, yeah.
Who apparently, like, she has a brother too, because that's what's his face is? Freeman. He's a Ross.
Is it?
He's a Ross.
Oh my God, yeah!
Agent Ross.
Okay.
So I'm like, where's your sister?
I forgot his name because his accent always distracts.
It is weird hearing that accent on his face. It's just odd.
Yeah,
the Minnesotan accent from, like, Fargo is still okay.
Yeah, this one is like...
Like Cumberbatch's accent has gotten better.
Much better.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I rewatched the first Doctor Strange. I'm like, this still feels too weird. But now, pretty okay. But Freeman just, I don't know.
Because you know why? He's still got the same mannerisms.
Yes.
Which are also very British mannerisms.
Like when you close your eyes, sounds all right. Then you open your eyes and you're like, this sounds off.
No, it's up there. It's up there with Johnny Depp doing a British accent. Sometimes. Okay.
Once he did Pirates. Bought it completely.
Yeah.
From hell, though.
Mm.
It's like, it's not that the accent's wrong. It's just no one in England looks like that. Especially that era England. No. And let's not even get into Heather Graham. If she looked like that, she would not be working the fucking street at Whitechapel.
She would be a high-class escort.
Like, you look at all the other girls with her, and you're like, what?
How's let's not she? Forget who can do the best British accent. Keanu Reeves.
He's a monster.
No. For those of you,
it is the Count. I can see him.
Beyond Dracula, y'all need to watch. Not Merchant of Venice. Much Ado About Nothing. Kenneth Branagh's Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh yeah, that one is a bad. He's the one guy where you're like, because Denzel doesn't even bother trying to be British.
No, Denzel's just pure American. Like.
And let's face facts, in the play, they're from Spain?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't even have to put on a British accent. So Denzel, he's the prince, he's cool. And then, yeah, Keanu is his bastard brother.
Whose accent is...
Were bad. I not a man? It's already like this... This Shakespeare dialogue is pretty tough on you already. So, of course, his scene...
Yeah.
Because that character doesn't have many big scenes. So, his one big scene was just him and his this henchman. Of course, he's being oiled and massaged.
Yeah, yeah.
So he
he's
can
all
do
oily.
The entire monologue topless in leather pants.
Still, Josh, as much as he's been vilified, Whedon's Much Ado About Nothing, shot in his backyard.
Oh, no, yeah, that's good. No, you can't deny his films were good.
You know, just, they didn't try and make that British.
No, they just did it.
Yeah.
You know? He shot it in between movies.
I admire the lengths you'll go to, Keanu, but if he doesn't...
Oh, you found your niche now.
Yes. You are John Wick.
You are the one.
Yeah.
Yes. You are and will always be the one.
You are the one Wick. Yes.
Like the one way to rule them all.
Yes. Yes. But going back to Spider-Man. Yes. Now, where do we do? Okay, we have
got all the villains. Like, and, Lizard. Like, still the same character design. It's quite cool.
Yeah. Mm. And then Strange is like, give me the box. We have a box.
Oh, yes.
I will destroy everything.
Chasing through the mirror dimension.
Ooh.
Oh, that was...
And then Peter beats him with science and math.
I love it. No.
You know what's better than magic? Math!
If I do this, I do this, I do this, I do this.
And then Steven's dead, just going, oh, this is why I don't have kids.
And then think about it, though. He left him in there for a while.
Yeah.
You know that box is...
Because Ned only took him out.
That like, whole box is CGI.
I know, yeah, I saw the making of.
So which I'm like, even when you're just holding it...
Because it needs to glow.
It needs to move.
I'm amazed that the whole thing was shot in Atlanta.
Yeah, actually.
Not a single frame was shot in New York. I'm like, holy shit, that's impressive.
Atlanta.
Yep.
Atlanta.
Georgia. Them peaches.
FX presents Atlanta. Season 3 coming up. Woohoo!
I'm so afraid.
When?
This year.
Oh, really?
I can't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They go to Europe.
Oh, no.
I'm so afraid of watching Atlanta.
There's Mirror Dimension. And
the Mirror Dimension where you defeat with math.
I'm like, because it's all fractals.
Yeah. Makes sense.
It's all fractals.
Makes sense.
And he's a genius kid. I mean, you know, he's smart. Three of them are really smart.
But don't you need to know where up and down is to be able to do your math?
But there is no up.
Ooh.
Yeah. That is entering like Ender's Game territory. So let's not go to Ender's Game, okay? Shall we?
Ned taking.
Oh yeah, Ned took
Ned his ring.
The...
my Nana always told me I was magic.
I knew it.
There was like all these rumors because like in some iteration of the comics, Ned is actually the Hobgoblin. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
But not this Ned, obviously.
No, there's still rumors that now that he doesn't
be the Hobgoblin.
No, now that he doesn't
I think he's
going
to be a magician of some
kind. Yeah. He's a sorcerer.
I think he's going to be like one of the young Avengers that's a magician.
Yeah.
I knew I had magic powers. But yeah, that moment where he's just like, find Peter Parker.
Find Peter Parker.
Oh, my whole theater erupted at that
point. Yeah, mine also. It was like,
mine was pretty chill.
Yeah, because I think you went at a later stage.
Yeah, they were unfazed.
You're like, oh, it's him.
There was a few gasps when Charlie Cox popped up. That's about it.
Because I think Charlie Cox, I mean, between the leaks of fucking Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire, Charlie Cox, if you knew, you knew. If you didn't, it wasn't really pushed. But fucking Tobey Maguire and poor Andrew Garfield.
Mm. I love all the videos of like people compiling like, you know, Andrew Garfield.
No, I'm not in this.
Like denying, like trying to like peddle his way out of
it's
like
a Photoshop.
It's like no. Bollocks.
No. Not in it.
Ooh. And then the third act fight.
No, we're not even there was something about
we did talk about Aunt May dying earlier.
No, but I want to comment about the when Doctor Strange does the astral projection thing on Peter.
Oh yeah, and then he can control it.
What is going on?
This is fun.
I love that. I was like, wait, what does this mean?
That's one thing that they've established in the MCU universe. Like Peter Parker is actually much more powerful than even he realizes.
Mm.
Like, that's the point of why, like, you know, people brought up, like, in Infinity War, why does he dust slower than everyone else? Because he's that much stronger. His body's fighting it.
Why? But why?
It's just his spidey powers are super strong. It's just that as a kid, he doesn't really know all of it yet.
Yeah.
You know? And of course, in the first two movies, he relies a lot on Stark Tech.
Yes.
Yes.
But
yes.
Now he's just going to be in a jumpsuit in a shitty apartment.
Oh, but I love the new suit, though.
It is.
It's very classic.
Oh, that's a truck.
It's a very classic looking outfit.
I mean, yeah, he's had all his...
fancy stuff.
Stark Tech suits and nanobots, and now just good old basic ass Spider-Man. Spidey. The fuck?
Then are we going to jump to the third act fight now? Like,
I mean, like the Aunt May passing. Like, first they had all the sciencey shit they were doing with the.
They all like
working with
brainstorm
Otto.
Together yeah. and trying.
And this is G. George Jameson. It's him. I knew it. He's there. Oh, look. What's this? I'm like, what the fuck?
I'll get you, Spider-Man!
I want this J. Jonah to meet the old J. Jonah, and the old J. Jonah just bitch slaps
Jonah?
Him.
Like,
Jonah?
Jonah?
Jonah. Like, bitch slaps him, because the other
What's
one...
wrong with you? Why are you on the web?
No, yeah, I find it interesting that, because Daily Bugle used to be an actual newspaper.
Yeah.
And now he's like this, like random, in this day like, and age, this podcast.
That's what it would be.
Yeah.
But
really,
it's just
a tabloid?
Was it? Like, I mean, Bugle was a tabloid.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It was a tabloid. Okay. It was one of those, they kind of modeled it on, was it Inquirer?
Right.
Because that's why he just wants pictures of Spider-Man for the front page.
So he can just talk shit about him.
But when the film came out, like a lot of these images came back out of like in Spider-Man, what, 2 or 3, where he still, J. Jonah Jameson never gave up who Spider-Man actually was. No. Even though he knew. Yeah. That's why I want that
even in
J.
Spider-Man
Jonah,
1. Like, yeah, Green Goblin gets him as like,
yes,
you know, who takes the photos of Spider-Man? I don't know, I get it in the mail, even though you could have fucking thrown Peter Parker under the bus.
That's why I want that J. Jonah to meet this J. Jonah and be like, the fuck's wrong with you?
He's a dick for sales.
Yeah.
But he's not really a dick. Because even in the comics, like, they have shown, like, those little moments where, you know, like, look, he does what he does for sales. But he's not going to do something for spite.
Yeah.
But this one is like, this Alex Jones.
Oh,
J.
no,
Jonah
this one's doing
like,
it for the hits.
Yeah.
That's but a very I mean, different.
But I mean, but it's also very telling of newspapers in the time, right?
Yes,
like,
exactly.
The news cycle right now, like, it's all this, like, Alex Jones, all this, like, vilifying. Like,
it's all sensationalism.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially, like, instead of being, like, a proper news outlet, it's an opinion.
It's an op-ed very, kind of thing. Very opinionated.
You know? Freedom of speech.
Going back to that scene where they're in the apartment and all hell breaks loose, it shows how fucking strong Green Goblin is.
Yes,
he is.
Yeah, but you know, in the Sam Raimi world, he relied a lot on his pumpkin bombs, and also like in the Sam Raimi world, their fight sequences are: I punch you, you punch me. I punch you.
Yeah,
you punch me. I kick you. You kick me.
The true power.
This one, he's like fucking like.
Whoa!
Can you smell?
Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of wrestling moves.
A lot of wrestling
fucking
moves.
Fucking suplex. And like,
he's all like...
elbows, and like... Yeah, just
freaking 3-4 floors down.
Just describing it for the people who are not going to watch the YouTube.
Like, he's fucking powerful. And I'm sorry, come back to all powerful, even freaking spoilers, major spoilers. But you finished watching Hawkeye, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Kingpin and Hawkeye. Ooh. Holy shit. Like, are they just taking old villains and going, you see how fucking powerful they can be?
I think it's because back then, like, that was a, you know, choreography and effects of that time. You know? But even then, like, look, third Daredevil series, his final fight with Daredevil is pretty brutal.
Yeah, but...
because it's Daredevil, Kingpin, and Bullseye.
But this one just... ooh.
Yeah.
Like...
oh, yeah, the arrow is like, what is... what the...
He does have you know, bulletproof suits. He's still got those slick suits. And I guess bulletproof Hawaiian shirts, too.
Apparently, there's a reason behind it, but I haven't read that article. There's a reason behind the whole Hawaiian suit.
It's festive.
What? It's what?
It's festive.
No, I think there's a deeper meaning than just, it's festive.
But it's just the season. It should be enough. Now
Vincent's, like, campaigning, like, gotta bring Vanessa back. And I'm like, wait, that's not confirmed that Vanessa's back? Because I want to know what the fuck happened with Vanessa.
Yeah. She's still in jail, right?
Kingpin went to jail.
Oh, but she's out.
Yes.
Okay. She was one of the, she was running his empire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was kind of Lady Macbeth in the third series.
Yeah.
Because at some point, they're going to kill her, right?
I mean, if they kill Vanessa, Kingpin is going to go all out mental.
Because that's his breaking point.
Ugh.
Yeah. Ooh. So anyway, nice. Yeah,
Vincent Defoe was a really nice guy, by the way, because Goggler, the Goggler boys had 5 minutes with him.
Yes, he doesn't always talk like this.
No,
yes.
Really nice guy. Anyway.
Yeah, but that bit when where Green Goblin was about to kill Aunt May and he just has this look of like, I'm going to do it. I will throw this bomb.
I want to know why in that scene Lizard's like, it's cool, fam.
Yeah, why the fuck was he just in the van? Like,
I'm staying in the van.
And even when shit's going down, he's just like, ah, I'm out this bitch.
He's like, told you so, bye.
Yeah, literally, he just ran away. I'm like,
knew this wasn't going to work. See ya.
I feel Lizard's involvement in this whole film is just, he's just there.
It's like, I think it's like
Sandman.
I'm pretty sure it's like, how many hours can we get Reese Fons for VO? Oh, okay, we'll cut out that scene.
The thing at that time, he was probably filming, what, King's Man and whatnot.
Maybe. Because think about it, like, he doesn't speak until after he's prisoned.
Yeah.
You know, so at first I was like, oh, I guess he's not in this. Oh, shit, he's speaking. Yeah. Is that Reese? I can't tell. Because, you know, when he played Dr. Connors, I was like, oh, he's not Welsh in this.
It would be a bit weird if he was.
I'm Dr. Connors.
Can you imagine the lizard having a Welsh accent?
I lost my arm, so I'm going to blend myself with a lizard.
So, yeah, okay, we've got that out of the way. Then
Peter Parker.
He got all... We get into the, what, Peter Parker making science and trying to figure out, how does your web work? Oh, and you don't have organic web? What the fuck's wrong with you guys?
And then there's that nice little moment where he's like, something's up.
Yeah.
One of you guys is a dick. My tingle is tingling. My Peter tingle.
This is in the apartment with all the, when they're fixing all the things. And then
Green Goblin switches.
Yeah. Oh, this is before the final fight, because we jumped to the final fight and jumped back now. So,
We went back to the apartment quite a while back.
And then that moment when Ned just finds out what happened to Andrew Garfield's best friend and just look of horror on his face. I'm not going to turn into an evil villain and kill you, okay?
At first he was like, maybe I should just keep my distance. Yeah. And then he's like, okay, no, I need to help. And he's like, yeah, I'm not...
I won't kill you, please. I promise. I'm not going to kill you.
I do like how Tobey Maguire is like, well, obviously, they didn't try and de-age him.
Yeah.
So he didn't come straight off Spider-Man 3. Yeah. He is the older Peter Parker.
Which I like. It's
With some semblance of stability in his life.
Yeah.
Although part of me is like, so did you marry MJ or what? What's going on?
Yeah. Didn't he say that life worked out with MJ?
With MJ.
Yeah.
Did it still work out?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, he said that. What about your MJ? Oh. Yeah, we're making it work, and like, oh, okay, so that was the moment of closure.
But making it work.
Don't quote me on that. Don't quote me on that.
Also, he's a black cat.
No, I don't know whether he actually said. Cat?
Who?
The other one, the cat, black cat. Is it black cat?
Yeah, black cat.
Yeah.
That one's one of those
flings.
Booty calls.
That's a very big fling.
But anyway. I mean, don't quote me on that. I don't know whether he said making it work or they made it work.
They're working on it. I mean,
yeah.
He implied
that they are okay.
He is the stable one.
Yes.
Garfield is the emo one. who apparently, after the events of Spider-Man 2, went all out in a rage.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of curious, like,
I want to see that movie. I want to see that. I mean, he went all Hawkeye. He went all Ronin on them.
Yeah, because, I mean, to be fair, he lost the love of his life.
Although, but at the end, he fought the Rhino.
Maybe that pushed him over the edge. You mean I got to deal with these shitty people? What the fuck is this?
No, but Gwen Stacy isn't exactly the love of his life.
No, but
at that time.
Yes, Gwen Stacy was legit the love of his life.
Yeah.
Mm.
And MJ was the flirty neighbor that nothing really happened with.
Yeah. And to know, weight on you that you could have saved her and it didn't.
If you had been slightly smart enough.
I remember reading some issues in the old 60s, 70s ones where, because Gwen and MJ knew each other.
Mm. Mm.
And there are some moments where Gwen's like, keep your distance, bitch. He's mine.
which is why this whole dynamic between like Peter Parker and Gwen Stacy, right? Mm. Like, and stuff like that, like, you know, whatever. Which is why I absolutely hate what they did to Peter Parker in Spider-Gwen.
In Spider-Gwen?
Yeah.
What did they do?
He's like this great...
No, but in his, you know, in her universe, isn't he dead?
Yeah, because he went crazy because he wanted to be like a superhero or super, super powerful like her. And then he went like narcissistic and psycho and then she had to kill him.
I thought he died and that's why she became Spider-Gwen.
Yeah.
She had to kill him.
Oh, shit.
I was
Sorry, spoilers!
I was always under that impression like he died so she took over the mantle.
Oh. No, no, no. He was never Spider-Man. Oh. She... I'm sorry, spoilers.
No, no, that's fine. I'm sorry, spoilers. I'm pretty sure those issues came out a while back.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but it's... But yeah, like, she... like
that's sad.
I mean, she didn't have to... It's either... like, basically, he turned into Lizard.
Oh,
or something like that.
Okay.
And then she had to... She had to take care of
him. In the animated movie, Spider-Gwen, that didn't happen, right?
I don't know. Probably. I haven't seen the animated movie,
but she doesn't seem to be like, ew, Peter Parker!
What?
You know, because there's that older Peter Parker, and she's never like, ah!
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So...
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, she... Like, they were best friends, and then he couldn't take that she... was superpowered or something, and he wanted superpowers, and then or something like that. And then yeah, she had to take care of the situation.
Oof.
I'm not sure if she actually killed him or, but circumstances.
I mean, look,
she was the cause of his demise.
Spider-Man didn't kill the guy that killed Uncle Ben, but he did let him fall off a window.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
and didn't help him
by accident.
And I mean, Peter did die in her arms. Mm. So mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
Oh. I just died in your arms tonight. Oh,
fuck. But anyway, let's get back to it.
Keep on coming on Radio Kai.
I got another 10 minutes. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, which is why I don't... That's the only reason why I don't kind of like Spider-Gwen.
Okay.
Look, it was a situation. What was she supposed to do?
I mean, no.
Because
no,
Peter Parker let Norman Osborn ride for a long time, and that just fucked his life up nonstop.
Yep. Okay.
For a good 3 decades of comics.
Okay, not that I don't like Spider-Gwen. I just don't like how they treated Peter Parker in that comic book.
Okay.
Just so in that world, he was a little bitch.
But yes, coming to the final fight in No Way Home. Wrap it up. Final fight.
And then, like, you know, like, because then they're all, like, all doing their own thing. And Tom Holland goes, like, no, we need to work as a team.
No. Who's Peter 1? Who's Peter 2? Who's Peter 3?
No, I love that. Okay, no. You guys never work in a team. I have. I used to be part of the Avengers. That's awesome.
What is the Avengers?
Are they a band? I love that moment of Andrew Garfield's like, I always wanted to have brothers.
I find it sad though. In their universes, there really are no other superheroes.
Yeah,
it's just them.
Yeah, because
I mean,
they didn't have any other Avengers.
I mean, they didn't have the MCU.
Yeah, at that point, there was.
MCU. Technically, around the same time as Sam Raimi's Spider-Man, there was Ben Affleck's Daredevil. I rewatched that recently too,
and also Jennifer Garner's Elektra.
Oh, dude, number one, rewatching Daredevil, she can't fight for shit. It's so fucking obvious. And number two, wow, Evanescence was big back then.
Yeah.
Wake me up inside.
Stop. Can you still say the size around? But I'm not really spinning it, but we're putting the... But she's literally just doing this.
Oh, just like waving it around. Not even like spinning the sitcoms.
Nothing. Oh, but when
I know.
Sorry. When the three of them were swinging and they had that moment of their little Avengers moment where
they're all like,
oh yes.
Like, yes. And finally working together as a team, figuring out who's Peter 1, Peter 2, and Peter 3. To which I'm like, no, why is it in superiority? Why isn't Tobey Maguire Peter 1?
They're in his universe.
Yeah.
So Tom Holland's Peter 1.
And I mean, and yeah, he has worked in a team before.
Yeah.
So he would, and this is his mess.
And after defeating all the villains,
your fault.
You get to Green Goblin.
Killed my aunt, brutal.
Tom Holland went all, I am vengeance on
his
ass.
And
to which, that moment with Tobey Maguire.
Tobey.
And I love how they didn't put any dialogue. They could have, but just that look, and you knew, don't go down this path, Peter. Peter 1.
Would it have made things better or worse if James Franco was also in it?
Because
for a moment in the trailer, when I saw like what looked like Green Goblin with no mask on a hood, with a hoodie.
You thought it was his?
I was like, wait, is Franco's Goblin here too?
Sorry, I mean, a part of me was still holding out for Dane DeHaan.
Yeah.
A part of me was holding out for Dane.
Yeah.
I thought he got a bad experience, so I really wanted him to redeem himself.
He did, but also it wasn't a great representation of the character to begin with. So I don't know what they could play with.
With
Electro, that you could have just like gone like, yeah, that was that. But Dana, you know, then Andrew Garfield would be like, hey bro, what the fuck? And then you know, and then fucking Green Goblin's like, why does my son look different?
You're not my son.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't
avenge me. And then Tobey Maguire gets stabbed in the back, to which he's like, nah, it happens. Why do you think my back hurts so much? How many times have I been stabbed?
Okay, a part of me was like genuinely worried, like, oh my god, are they going to kill Tobey?
No, I think a lot of people are worried.
No, I mean... To
which Maguire's like, I'm good. To which Garfield's like, you're in immense pain, aren't you? Yep.
I mean, he's like the only second to like... Their smart assness is only second to the Merc with the Mouth, right? Yeah. Like, because Peter is a smart fucking wise ass. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, to be exemplified by Andrew Garfield, because he is a fucking.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Asshole. Also, speaking of Tobey Maguire, rewatching the old ones, it's like, number one, yeah, no wonder, like, by the second movie, you guys in university, because you don't look like high school students. Mm. Especially when he's Spider-Man and built.
Yeah.
Like, his body's big.
Yeah, yeah.
Bigger than Garfield's, obviously bigger than Holland's.
Yeah.
Number two,
he's stockier. He's obviously stockier than freaking Andrew. Andrew is just like a pole.
But number two, so Mary Jane moved to the city to be an actor.
Mm. Mm.
She got on Broadway in what seems like a year.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
From a waitress to she got fired after opening night, but she did get on Broadway.
Was she leading?
She was a lead. For a Broadway musical and got fired. Before that, she was in, like, I think an off-Broadway Importance of Being Earnest. I'm like, you don't even have an agent. How are you doing this?
She's Mary Jane.
It's unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, okay, so after that fight, everyone disappears. Stephen Strange has gone, no one knows you.
No, like, the entire... No, wait, first, the entire universe. First, they bring him back,
and he's like, you know, how long have I been in there? Then I will go up to the torch, and look, there are silhouettes of trading cards of every Spider-Man character.
The entire
look,
universe the Hunter. Is,
like, the cracks, like, you have cracked the universe.
They're coming through.
And then Peter's like, do the spell.
Yeah.
But no one will know you.
It's okay. Just fucking do it. It'll fix everything, right?
Like, so at that moment really exemplifies the title of this movie,
No Way Home. He ain't going home.
Like, I feel now Tom Holland, Spider-Man, is the one that has lost the most. Not only has he lost his aunt, he's lost everyone that loves him because no one knows who he is.
And you know
even
why?
Even the Avengers. Yes. Which is the most, like, much I cannot brain.
Yeah.
I cannot but brain.
It is also... And it's probably why all the fucking Mephisto rumors are fueling around.
That Mephisto orchestrated everything.
No, because when that happened, I was like, this is kind of like that storyline in Spider-Man where Mephisto basically reset everything for Spider-Man. It was because it was during Civil War. Aunt May got shot in the line of fire when someone's trying to kill Peter Parker. And Peter Parker makes a deal with Mephisto to bring Aunt May back. But it wasn't a complete reset. It was like, okay, I'll bring back Aunt May, but you were never married to Mary Jane. Mm. Never went out. You never got married. So that was his, you know, like...
Deal with the devil.
Yes. So in this one... But in this one, Doctor Strange did it. So there's no Mephisto.
Are you sure it was Doctor Strange? It could have been Mephisto.
I also like that moment, in the beginning of the movie where they were like, no, ask Nick Fury. If Nick Fury was there. Nick Fury has been off world for the past God knows how long.
I know, and he's like, who the fuck was that? Because it's right after...
Far From Home. Yeah.
Yes. Some of the home.
To which, like, Nick Fury's there, but he's not Nick Fury.
Because as we saw in the end credits of that one, he was spoilers. A spoiler.
Wait, so is the next movie going to be Spider-Man, A New Home?
No, like I said...
Spider-Man, Homeless.
Homeless, yeah. Now he's going to pay rent.
Okay, so the spell means that everybody's forgotten who Spider-Man is.
Mm.
Yes.
But what about the other Peter Parkers? Will Tobey Maguire...
No, that's just in his universe.
Yeah.
It's hidden.
Basically, in Tom Holland's universe, nobody knows he's Peter Parker.
So Andrew and Tobey will still remember that they came here.
They'll all forget. That's the point of the spell. Because the spell basically means everyone who knows Peter Parker from whatever universe is going to come there when they fucked up the spell. So they have to create the spell so that everyone forgets that he's a Peter Parker.
That he is a Spider-Man.
Mm.
Including the other Peter Parkers.
Because
they are Peter Parkers as well, so it doesn't make sense that they forget that they are Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So maybe they still remember. Who knows?
Yeah.
Multiverse of Madness!
Because now there are huge rumors going around that Andrew Garfield's going to appear in Secret War, that they're petitioning to do Spider-Man 4 for Tobey Maguire.
You know, in Secret War in the comics, that's when he first discovered his Venom suit.
Venom suit?
The black suit. Well, that's when he first got it. It was in Secret War.
So who knows?
In the comics.
Might appear in Secret War. Apparently, Andrew Garfield also might appear in Morbius as well.
I really hope that their Secret War isn't the comic Secret War, though. Because it works in comics, but actually it didn't even work in comics. Because that was just like, some entity brings good guys and bad guys to this planet. You must fight.
Well,
why? For fun.
because we want to do Mortal Kombat, but we can't get the property.
It's literally Mortal Kombat for 12 issues.
Well, we'll see what Marvel does with what the MCU does with Secret War, because that's coming.
Yeah. Well, needless to say that we enjoyed this movie.
Yeah, we enjoyed the fuck out of this film.
I do want to rewatch it.
Yes.
I just haven't had time.
I am so afraid.
Why?
I would just fucking die at the end of the movie.
I'll tell you how much I enjoyed it. Like, I needed to piss.
But you held it in.
For 3 hours, I held that shit in.
The end of the movie.
I went for a piss at Matrix, but not this.
The end of the movie, like, kind of broke me. Like, yeah. The whole, like, everybody. And then he goes to MJ's cafe.
With this note,
preparing what to say. And then seeing them, both of them. And then he says nothing and he leaves. And we're like, oh my God, fuck you.
I know.
It didn't quite break me, though. It just made me go, like, it was weird. It was like his bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
He's a man now.
Yeah. He made the mature decision.
Yes.
And now he's going to live on his own. And I'm like...
Like, okay.
Because I don't think we could deal with kid Peter Parker for more movies. Oh, no. It just doesn't make sense.
No. Like, that moment broke me until he got to his apartment and then I just chuckled when I heard rent's due on Monday. I'm like, first of the month. Oh, yep. Your greatest villain has arrived.
I would have chuckled if he was the same voice. Yeah.
From where?
From Spider-Man 1.
From the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Oh.
Rent.
People are petitioning for him to come back.
He needs to.
Yeah.
He's the best landlord character ever.
But yeah, so that was our little recap review thingy of Spider-Man No Way Home.
Our comments, our thoughts.
Lots of fun.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's a big nostalgia hit.
Yeah, I mean, if you've
with
made it...
plot. It's not just nostalgia for the fucking sake of it.
No, not like fucking what? What the fuck was the last Star Wars film that came out?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Had nostalgia hits, but it wasn't fun.
No.
Yeah. I mean, we love the fuck out of this film. We'll watch it more than once.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're listening to this, you'll probably watch it more than once too.
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Don't know when it's coming out on digital, but when it does, you know we're going to be watching it again.
Yep.
Yes. So with that. Oh, wait.
YouTube, Spotify, Podomatic, Apple Podcasts,
Facebook,
Instagram, TikTok,
Twitter. Oh, no Twitter. TikTok.
No, we do have Twitter.
Twitter.
TikTok. At Geeks of Malaysia.
Yes.
Kofi,
yes. ko-fi.com/Geeks of Malaysia if you want to give us some love, because we could always use the love.
Yes, and with that.
Where is the love? I got four in this episode. Fuck all y'all.
And with that, my name is Amelia Chen.
I am Nick Dorian.
And I'm Kyle Mbaha.
Keep geeking out, yo.
You know the thing from the old movie? When there's that Chinese woman with a violin, Spider-Man.
Oh my god.
Does whatever. Spider-Man. I'm like, why does she have to sing bad too?
Oh, fuck.
I was like, is this racist?
Not really.